Hello, hello. Welcome to the Embodying Greatness podcast. My name is Chris Delgado. And in this week's episode, we're doing a part two on self-sabotage. Now, last week, we started talking about self-sabotage, and I was mentioning the book, The Mountain Is You, Transforming Self-Sabotage into Self-Mastery by Brianna Weist. Not sure how to pronounce her last name. So I wanted to continue discussing that because there are so many ways that we self-sabotage and we're so unaware that we do this. So I always want to bring value and create awareness. I believe that with awareness comes choice. First, you have to get to the awareness in order to make those choices. Choices to stop doing things that don't serve you. Choices to start doing things or shift into things or implement new tools to have the life that you say that you want. That's the whole point of this podcast. That's the whole point of everything that I do in transformation and coaching and all of that stuff. Last week, we talked about several different ways that we self-sabotage. In particular, it was guilt of succeeding and fear of failing. This week, I want to talk about an idea or concept called hitting the upper limit. Now, for those of you who think that sounds familiar, the first time I ever heard of that, hitting your upper limit, was when I read The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And if you haven't read that book, also I would recommend it. But basically, hitting the upper limit means that we as human beings believe that we can only have a certain amount of happiness. And when we hit that, they call it the upper limit. So your upper limit is essentially the amount of good that you're comfortable having in your life. And it's your tolerance or your threshold for having positive feelings or experiencing positive events. When you begin to surpass your upper limit, you start to unconsciously sabotage yourself because you want to basically come back to what is comfortable or what is familiar with you. Now, obviously, that sounds like that doesn't make sense. And in the book, she says that that does sound counterintuitive. People aren't really wired to be happy. We're wired to be comfortable. And anything that's outside of the realm of our comfort zone feels threatening or scary, and we aren't familiar with it. And so we unconsciously stop ourselves from going for things that we say that we want because it's scary. I've done this in my life probably more times than I can count. And I bet that you are doing this as well. So on some level, I love bringing this again to your attention. So how to resolve this is A, I'm always going to say, give yourself a break. Give yourself grace and compassion because most of the time this is happening on an unconscious level. We're really pausing and understanding what the fear is. I'm a big proponent of identifying fear. Don't just let yourself off the hook and say, oh, I'm afraid. Deep dive into that. What exactly are you afraid of? Because there are different things that people are scared of and could be fear of failing. It could be fear of rejection. It could be fear of looking foolish. I think it's important to identify what the fear actually is so that we can shift and overcome those fears. Now, fear is always going to be there. I don't believe in the word fearless. I think it's a great Taylor Swift album, but there on some level is always going to be fear. If you are experiencing fear, please know that fear is never going to go away. When fear comes up, who do I get to be to step through the fear, stepping into bravery, stepping into courage, stepping into confidence or power or being bold? That, at least in transformation, and this is how I live my life, is a realistic thing. But also, go listen to Fearless Taylor's version. It's a great album. But anyway, getting back to self-sabotage, how do you resolve when you think that you're hitting your upper limit? So first of all, hitting your upper limit is a really great sign. It means that you're approaching or surpassing new levels of your life. And that is first and foremost something that you get to acknowledge yourself for, congratulate yourself for. The way that you resolve the upper limit issue is by acclimating yourself and understanding that now this is your new normal. Instead of shocking yourself into big changes, allow yourself to slowly adjust and adapt. Gradually shift your baseline to a new standard. I love this. I think that this is one of the things, again, that we get to give ourselves permission in understanding, catching yourself, starting to identify whether you're at a job or you're getting a new position or you're in a new relationship or you're coming out of a relationship, whatever it is, understanding that taking those smaller steps forward and then adapting and acclimating in your new normal can support you instead of those big pendulum swings. I love this. I hope that this supports you. That is all we are going to discuss today. I hope that you enjoy this episode and learn something new about this. Again, I would recommend the book, The Big Leap. They go really deep into this information that I'm discussing today. Please feel free to keep exploring these topics. If you like this series on self-sabotage, this is part two. We're going to do a couple more episodes because there is a lot to discuss. And so, yeah, be sure to subscribe and stay up to date on these episodes. And of course, the conversation doesn't have to end here. Please follow me on social media. I would love for you to share your thoughts and connect with me, connect with other people in my community. We're going to continue to learn, grow, and explore the world around us together. And I'm going to end this episode like I do every week. So remember, you are in charge of your happiness. Go out and create something amazing today, just because you say so.